Rock of Ages, let our song praise your saving power.
Get out your dreidels, light your candles. Hanukkah begins tonight. We're ringing in the holidays with music. Actually, later on,
menorah spotting.
That's right, exactly. Later on this month, we're going to actually remix the holidays with all sorts of folks who are giving us playlists. And we want to hear from you as well, 8778-MY-TAKE, or post a comment or your playlist at thetakeaway.org. But also get your Ben Quellers out. That's him doing that version of Rock of Ages. Singer-songwriter, famous for his instrumentals and collaborations with Ben Folds and Ben Lee. His latest album is called Changing Horses. And he's on the line from Birmingham, Alabama. Ben, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Happy Hanukkah, and you're up bright and early. And, you know, some people might say that Hanukkah music is a little bit of an oxymoron. There isn't the sort of deep kind of mushy songwriting for Hanukkah as there is for Christmas. You would disagree with that, right?
No, I would totally actually agree with it because, I mean, Christmas songs are some of the best songwriting ever, really, I think. You know, the song you were just playing, I wanted to do something different with that. And obviously, I guess the first thing I wanted to do was sing it in English because it is my native tongue, you know. And although, like, I had a bar mitzvah and had to learn Hebrew and stuff, it's just not a language that I really relate with. So that's kind of a big problem with a lot of the Hanukkah songs, that they are in Hebrew, at least for me, or probably for a lot of the general public in the U.S. to relate with. If it's in Hebrew, it's kind of hard.
So let's make Hanukkah music.
I wanted to do more of a folky thing, you know, kind of make it something of my own.
So Ben Queller, let's make Hanukkah music more accessible. Listen to this tune.
Ma'osor Yeshuati Lechanael Shabea.
We're back to Hebrew, but that listen up a cappella version of Rock of Ages in Hebrew is very attractive.
Wow, that's really beautiful. I'm going to have to get who that is from you. I got to get a copy of that.
Let's listen.
When I was making my list, you know, obviously that song and probably the next one you're going to play are two of my favorites because, you know, by nature, you know, my two favorites are some original Hebrew songs. But as a performer, I guess, you know, doing it in English is a little more fair.
Well, I wish I had an fMRI attached to your brain to see what would light up as you get the memories rushing back from this tune here. Listen.
Oh, Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horror. Gather around the table.
Traditional tune, maybe untraditional arrangement. The Bare Naked Ladies doing that. What goes off in your brain, Ben?
I love that. You know, I'm flashing back to being a kid and, you know, getting like a G.I. Joe figure, you know, and just like running around my house as a kid.
Did you get G.I. Joe as a Hanukkah gift?
What's that?
Did you get G.I. Joe as a Hanukkah gift? Long?
Oh, yeah, dude. G.I. Joe's, like, when I was a kid. It was really funny because I have a 4-year-old, you know, and all he's been asking me is, like, so what did you get when you were my age for Hanukkah? You know, I was trying to remember, and it was definitely G.I. Joe's were a big deal. He-Man. You know,
Lego?
Action figures, which my son is totally into right now, like with Superman and Spider-Man and all this.
And you know, Ben, action figures really lend themselves to the fact that Hanukkah goes on for a while because your parents can start with an accessory.
You start
with a uniform, then you get the actual action figure at the end of Hanukkah.
Exactly.
Right, works out.
Totally works.
All right, here's a non-traditional song, which I think has the potential here of becoming a real traditional favorite. Listen to this.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah.
That's Rabbi Adam Sandler there, Ben. What do you love about this tune?
Exactly, the great Rabbi Sandler. I mean, what a breakthrough that song is, you know? I grew up in a small East Texas town called Greenville, Texas, where literally we were the only Jewish family. And for that to come on rock radio, you know, in the 90s, whenever it came out, and now kids are, like, singing about Hanukkah and, I mean, you know, obviously in a humorous way.
But it's humorous in some way. I mean, what Adam Sandler does... Ben, what Adam Sandler does with that tune is capture all of the sort of awkwardness that you're talking about of growing up in a town as the only Jew. It's like, hey, we're here. Hey, this is our holiday. Hey. And it's a hit.
Oh, totally. It's just so genius. Very cool.
All right, let's say...
Gin and Tonica. You know, the rhymes are so clever.
Here, let's grab this last cut here.
That's the Hanukkah robot.
It's Beck, of course, playing a drum machine boy.
I haven't actually heard that in a long time, but I always thought it was pretty cool that he had a little bit of a Hanukkah song going on, you know.
Well, again, it's the reference, it's the strange arrangements, and it's just the fact that Hanukkah is here.
Beck's not even Jewish; he's a Scientologist.
So,
he is now, but he, I think he grew up Jewish as a kid, is what I've been told, and, you know, there's some definite Judaism happening.
A final sort of a Hanukkah message from Ben Queller before we go?
What's that?
A final Hanukkah message from Ben Queller before we go?
Well, I would just say happy Hanukkah, everybody, and, you know,
let's leave it at that.
I don't really have a message, unfortunately.
Ben,
I wasn't really prepared with a good Hanukkah message. I wish I did, but...
It's sort of the story of Hanukkah right there. Ben Queller on tour in Birmingham, Alabama.